Is Larry Williams Drive. Are you ready? News Talk ZB.
Good evening. It is now 5:07. Well, devastating news today for the owners of a South Canterbury farming group. MPI is going ahead with a cull of around 4,000 cattle. It's a last resort measure to fight Mycoplasma bovis, a cattle disease which doesn't respond to treatments and can't be vaccinated against. Seven properties are affected. MPI's Director of Response, Jeff Wynne, is with me. Good evening, Jeff.
Good evening, Larry.
So, Jeff, explain, if you will, why the cull?
We have, for the last 3 months, been conducting some 30,000 tests across the country, including locally, and we now in a position where we believe we have this, we're becoming more confident we actually have this disease isolated to the five farms that we're going to depopulate.
You've previously said, though, that a cull would be a last resort. What has changed?
It is a last resort, and we didn't have the information in July to make this decision. Depending on whether we found it across New Zealand, would have materially altered the options available to us.
So you believe you have confined it to how many farms? Five farms, was it? Into a smaller area?
Yep. Look, if I was to put a number on, I'd say we're 90% confident we understand exactly where it is in New Zealand. We're still going to be testing through till probably the end of November, but at this stage we believe it is isolated to this area.
You're confident it is contained?
We are confident it is contained.
So no other measures appropriate than culling all the cattle?
Not at this stage, based on what we know today.
And you're doing that because you believe it'll knock it out, kill it off forever?
Look, we want to get rid of it from New Zealand. That is the ultimate aim, if that is possible. At this stage, we have a localised infection, and we believe we can deal with it by depopulating, decontaminating, and then repopulating to get the farmers back into business.
Right, so it won't spread. Fair enough. So what's been the response from the farm owners? This is the Van Leeuwen Group.
Look, I've got to take my hat off to them. I spent 3 hours with them on Monday talking them through this process. They have been absolutely constructive. This is intensely personal for them, but I do think they understand that in terms of the New Zealand dairy sector, this is the right thing to do.
Compensation, does that come into the equation?
Certainly does. The short answer to that is verifiable loss brought about by MPI exercising act. Powers under the Act, they're eligible for compensation.
Who pays that compensation? Taxpayer, is it?
Taxpayer.
All right, thank you very much. That is MPI's Director of Response, Jeff Gwynne. It is coming up 5:10. Williams.